Aren't you really thankful for air conditioning?
感谢神给我们有这个空调。
I was thinking as I was putting things together today, I always enjoy the opportunity to preach and teach the word.
我非常的享受能够来分享神的话。
But I think guys in the past had it much simpler because they didn't have all this technology to play around with. You know, PowerPoints and wireless microphones and all kinds of things. Sometimes I just wonder if we're better off than people in times past when I fight with a computer that my friend Harry helps me with, keeps me totally out of trouble. But not, I shouldn't say totally out of trouble, almost totally out of trouble. I get into my messes all by myself.
我现在我们的技术比较先进了，但是呢，我还很怀念以前的那个用计算机比较简单的来准备信息的时间。
Today, the message is called "The God Who Pursues Us."
今天我讲的主题呢的题目叫“追寻我们的那位神”。
And this picks up the last time I spoke about the God who plans.
这和我们上次我分享的有关系，就是神是那位计划的神。
And what we need to focus on is the reality that there are many things about God that we can study and learn about and profit by, but we will never totally understand God. So he makes it simple for us.
所以我们讲这个之前要明白我们不可能用我们的有限的能力来完全认识这位神，但是呢神会把这个一些的简单的真理赐给我们。
He gives us the scripture and as we study it we learn about him and we learn to just see how he is working in our lives.
他给我们圣经啊，让我们可以借着圣经可以来学习他是怎样的一位神，他做事的法则。
And we learn about his way, the total way that God is, how he is, but we also learn about the ways which we can really understand.
我们不仅认识神是那个道路啊，他的所事，我们也谈到了他的很多的法则，他行事的原则。
And what strikes me a lot, because I'm a historian, as I study the Bible as well, we are able to look at biblical characters as well as people in church history, Christian history, and learn about the ways of God.
对我一个很深的印象就是我是学历史的，所以呢，我觉得能够借着圣经上的人事，甚至教会的历史来能够了解这位神。
And one of the ways that we learn about this is through missions, and I'll have a bit to say about that later on. But I wanted to let you know something that's upcoming for us at church. And we have to get the technology to work. We're waiting. Let's see. I'm pushing the wrong button. Now I got it to work.
其中一位认识神的方一个认识神的方式就是借着宣教啊。这里是我们弟兄要给大家讲的一个宣教的一个广告。
One of the things that impresses me just in the way God works is the stories that we can learn. And we're going to have an opportunity this fall to do something we've never done before, to have a missions weekend.And we'll have some speakers from different places in the world that will be telling us about how God is working in the world.
在这个十一月份，也就是秋天的时候呢，我们会有一个宣教的周末啊，来介绍一些的宣教的在各个地方的一些工作啊，通过这个来认识神的工作。
So I put this slide in here at the beginning just to get us aware of this and ask you to put this date on your calendar and to be praying very much for this.
你可以把这个11月2号到4号记在你的这个日历上啊，可以到那不仅为这件事情祷告，或许也可以参与。
We will have speakers for the children as well as young people and adults, and you'll have opportunity to meet some people and to find out aboutsome aspects of what God is doing that we don't often hear about.
我们会有儿童、青少年和成人的一些的服事的活动，在那个活动中啊，来了解神在我们当中的工作。
Now, let's just move along to a little bit of review from what that will set the context for what I have to say this morning. The way and ways of God is the big topic, and each of these things, the God who plans.The God who pursues us, and yes, there are several more words that begin with P that I'm working on for the future. But all of these are aspects or attributes, if you will, of God.
我们会回顾一下在神的道路与法则上我们所交通的一些的重点啊，也借着这个呢，我们知道这些都是讲到这位神的一些方方面面。
It's impossible for us.To totally understand God, just impossible because our brains are too small.
我们的头脑非常有限，所以我们不可能完全的来了解这位神。
Some of you know I used to teach history in college, and sometimes I would be responsible for teaching world history all in one semester.
我原来在大学里教历史的时候呢，我有时候要一学期就要把。这个世界的历史来概来来讲完。
And the first time I had to do that, as I began preparations with all sorts of optimism and hope, I realized this is impossible.
我在开始准备的时候，虽然我刚开始的时候非常乐观，但是越来越准备就发现了不可能一个学期把这个世界历史都讲完。
And so you have to skip some things.
你必须要省略一些事情
a lot of things.
很多事情需要省略
And that's a little bit like us trying to get to know the whole of God. It'll never happen.
这是好像是我们要了解这个神的全部一样，这是不可能的。
But God knows that.
但是神知道这一点。
And so he gives us like little pieces of himself.
他就把他的一方面一方面赐给我们。
If the totality of who God is and how He works is the way of God, the little pieces are the ways of God.
若是神的全部就是神的道路是他的全部的话，那我们所说的这些他的这些具体的道路啊，也就是他的法则。
I began to notice this some years back when I was reading through the Book of Psalms, how many times the word way and ways is used.
我在多年以前读这个诗篇的时候就发现里面经常会提到这个道路和这个法则这两件事情。
It's a very common word, sometimes translated path or road.
这是非常常用的词啊，这个道路呢常常会翻译成其他的英文的字眼。
But notice that as you read scripture and wherever you're reading, you will see this. There are the word way.Or ways. And as I began to think of it, I realized that God had something here that He was calling my attention to.
整本圣经都是常常提到道路和法则，所以我在思想的时候就想在这方面给弟兄姊妹有交通。
So the way is the totality of God, but the ways we can find in Scripture, in scriptural characters, and in our own lives, and we can learn this.
神的道路是讲到神的全部，神的法则呢是讲到神在圣经、在教会历史和在我们个人生活中的方方面面具体的道路。
Now briefly, I put up an outline here. It's very simple. We're introducing things right now, and then we're going to look at how God pursues us, why He pursues us, and then some examples, both from Scripture and from history.
这里我有一个讲的大纲啊，这里会讲到神如何追寻我们，为何追求我们和圣经与历史的中的例子。
Now one of the things that strikes me about scripture is there's some really optimistic things in scripture.
在圣经中呢，给我一个很深的印象就是非常的乐观。
One of them you find in Matthew when Matthew has the encounter with Peter and he talks aboutbuilding on this rock, he says, and we can discuss what that particularly means. But the optimistic point is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
在马太福音中，这里主在给彼得讲的话中说呢，是非常的非常的乐观。他说到呢，我要建造我的教会，阴间的权势不能胜过他。
From the time of Jesus forward, he promised, "I will build the church." You know, it's not your job. I will build my church.
在耶稣的时代一直到现在，神的应许就是他。神要来建造他的教会，不是你和我。
That's us, His body, the head, and He is building the whole body, but not all by Himself. He's going to use us to do it.
教会就是我们，就是你和我，就是基督的身体啊，我们就是神所建造的。
And that's part of His plan. And in Ephesians chapter 2, we find that not only is He going to save us, but He prepares in advance good works for us to do.
在以弗所书中讲到，他预先的来预备好来做这个善工。
He is prepared to save us. He planned that in advance, and He prepared in advance the things He wants us to be doing as His children.
他也预先的定下让我们得到他的救恩，并且预先让我们做一些我们该做的事情。
And I hope you will pay attention to these verses. I'll give you the references: Matthew 16:18 and Ephesians 2:10.
我给你这个具体的经节，就是在以弗所在马太福音16:18和以弗所书2:10.
Whenever you're feeling down, read those verses. God is at work, and you're part of it if you know Him.
你要是觉得有些消沉的时候，你可以读这两节的经文。神是要来使我们能为他做工的。
Now this is really wonderful. We could end the sermon right here and go eat lunch with our friends. But you know what you would say?
我这非常的好，我们可以就此结束啊，然后去吃午饭。
If I ended the sermon here, you would all go out saying, "What was wrong with Brother Mark? His sermon was so short."
我要是这时候停止的话，有很多弟兄姊妹会议论说，马可弟兄是不是有问题？他的讲的道怎么这么短呢？
God did not simply design us to eat lunch with our friends, and He didn't design me to preach short sermons. So stay where you are.
所以神这次要让我们讲的长一点。
What He has designed us to be is to be the image of His Son.
他创造设计我们就是要像他的儿子。
He wants to make us like Jesus.
使我们成为他像他儿子一样。
That's the whole thing that God is doing.
这是神所做的一切的工作。
We get involved in all these theological discussions, but really the Bible is very simple. He wants people to be like Him.
我们可以讲很多，但是呢，最重要的就是他要使得人成为他儿子的样式。
But we have a problem.
但是我们有问题。
The image of God that was put into humanity at the beginning has been ruined by the fall, ruined by sin.
神起初照着他的形象和样式创造的人，因为人的犯罪堕落啊，已经毁坏。
It's still there.But it's damaged to the point that it is not very visible.
还在那里，但是呢，这个形象就已经不成样子。
When you think of people that are in your life, some of the worst people perhaps that you know, they are created in the image of God.
这些我们周遭的人，甚至那些很坏的人哈，这些都是按照神的形象样式造的。
But where is that image in this person whose life is a mess?
这个所说的这个神的形象在哪里呢？
But the thing I realize about myself, and that applies to all of us, no matter how much we love Jesus, no matter where we are, our lives are a mess too.
我自己甚至我相信弟兄姊妹也是一样，我们常常知道我们很爱我们的神，但是呢，我们看我们自己的生活常常是非常糟糕的。
And so what is God doing?
这样神做什么呢？
God is pursuing us.
神就来追寻我们。
He is restoring the damaged image to the perfection that He intended from the beginning.
他来恢复这个神的形象和样式在我们的身上，从这个被毁坏到能够完全的见证他自己。
Now, sometimes we wonder about our lives. Somebody might say, why then is my life so hard?
有时候我们想我们自己的生活的时候，我们说为什么我们的生活如此的困苦啊？
Look at this job. Look at my spouse. Or if you're single, you know, I've met so many moaning single people. Oh, I wish I was married, you know, or whatever. And all of this. God is pursuing all of us through all of these troubles.
在我们的工作环境，在我们的家庭夫妻的关系上，甚至我们的单身的弟兄姊妹的生活当中，我们都常常抱怨，但是我们要记住啊，神的旨意不是这样。
And the younger people who are here today that grew up in the church like I did, you're saying, oh, do I have to go to church?
像我一样，有很多我们当中的青少年是在教会中长大的，就会问这样的问题，我一定要去教会参加教会活动吗？
And it's the occasion where you find out that not only Chinese is a tonal language, but so is English. Because the kids say, boring.
我们不论是中文还是英文啊，这些孩子们常常说的一个字眼就是太单调乏味了。
Parents have heard that once or twice, I assume.
所以我们父母亲也都常常听到这个字眼。
I remember going downstairs for Sunday school one time and some of the middle school students were getting out and they had put some prayer requests for the summer on the board. And one of them, I won't say who, he had put up his prayer request and it was, pray that I won't be bored this summer.
对，我有一次参加下面的主日学的青少年的活动，他们常常把一些的祷告的事项列出来。其中有一个孩子，他的祷告事项就是让我这个假期不要非常的乏味。
Whether you're younger or older, God is pursuing you because knowing Christ is not boring.
无论你是年长年幼，你要记住神在追寻我们啊，因为我们的神不是那个乏味的神。
Now sometimes what we Christians do is boring, but knowing Christ is not boring.
我们知道我们有时候作为基督徒做的事情是有些的枯燥，但是我们的神不是枯燥的。
And for all of us, there's times when we just get we're in the doldrums. Life is not so good, but we just haven't figured it out yet that knowing Christ is not boring.
我们常常在生活中的某些阶段，我们觉得非常的乏味非常的无聊。但是呢，我们要记住，我们所认识这位神绝不是这个乏味的神。
And a few of you might say, or maybe you know somebody who's like this, who says, "Oh, why is my life so easy? I have everything. I've got money. I have a big house. You spend all your time taking care of it. I have a perfect family. Nothing's going wrong. Everything is."
有些人，我们当中的人会说我非常的好，我们的生活都很富足啊，有房子，有钱，有一切的需要。
But when we get stuck with our stuff, which is what that really is, it takes our minds and our hearts off of God, and He has to pursue us to get us back where He wants us to be.
但是若是我们把我们自己的心放在这些物质上的享受上我们就会失去会迷失，神就要来追寻我们。
And spiritually, it happens this way too. We go to conferences, we go to special meetings. You even take notes during the sermon. Okay? But the same stuff, year after year after year. But we need to grow. And God is pursuing us.
也像我们在属灵的生命中也是一样，我们参加很多特会一次一次的我们也会陷入一种的光景要需要神来追寻我们，恢复我们。
God pursues all of His children because of our problem. We tend to wander off.
所以神在这种所有他所有的儿女当中要来追寻我们，因为我们有一个问题，就是我们常常会迷失，会偏行己路。
I think of the hymn, Come Thou Fount.
有一个诗歌就是来到这个活泉的面前。
And some of the words to that are, Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love.
就是讲到我们常常有一个偏向会偏离就会远离这位爱我们的神。
And another way we can say this is up on the screen for you now. That God is pursuing us because we are not where He wants us to be.
因为啊，我们一个中心的思想就是神正在追寻你，是因为你现在的光景不是神所要你应有的光景。
To know Christ is to pursue God, and yet oftentimes we're not pursuing God at all. We're just happy being saved.
来认识神就是来追寻这位神，但是我们常常不是这样的，我们没有这个心愿来追寻神。
And the more I think about this, and the older I get, the more I just realize that I have to maximize eternity. I have to do things that make a difference eternally.
在我越来年长，越来越年长的时候，我就发现了，我越来越有这个心愿，在这个我要做的事情上，能够在永世中能够算得数。
And we just get distracted just so easily with all the things around us.
我们常常会被这个我们外面的事情啊偏离这个主线。
We get distracted just kind of doing church like we do, week after week, 52 weeks a year, another year and another year and another year, same stuff.
我们常常会被一些事情所偏离我们的主要的方向，甚至是一周一周的，一年一年的。
Where is God in all of this? Take a look at this verse.
神在哪里呢？在这一切我们所做的事情上。
This is the key verse for today. Isaiah 30 verse 18.
这是我们的今天的主题经文，以赛亚书三十章十八节。
I want to turn to it because I want to just pick it up.A little bit before verse 18.
我们来读一下，我们会多读几节的经文。
If you look at chapter 30,
不是我们读到以赛亚书三十章的话。
Earlier in the chapter, you could start at verse 8.
在这个章中的比较早一点的经节，第八节开始。
And I'm not going to read it. I'll just suggest what is here for you, but I encourage you to look at this on your own.You find a rebellious people. This is Israel.
我们在这里读到的就是以色列这些神的悖逆的百姓。
And there's a pattern of rebellion that this chapter talks about. And then a promise. Look at verse 12. Because you despise this word. This is their attitude toward God. They despise it. That God is going to cause them to collapse.
这里就有一个神百姓偏离的这样的一个这样的一个规律啊，在十二节中特别神说，你们藐视这训诲的话，依赖欺压和乖僻，以此为可靠的。
And I should note that I'm reading from the English Standard Version, which we don't have. We have the New American Standard on the screen.
我们读的这个英文版本可能和我们打出来的不太一样。
And then go down to verse 15. We'll pick this up.
在十五节这样讲。
For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
But, and there's a lot of buts in places in the Bible that are very interesting, and this is one of them. But you were unwilling.
但是在圣经中经常提到这个但是这个字眼的时候，这里也是，但是你们竟自不肯。
And so they run away.
所以他们就偏离己意。
And they are pursued, and he says, your pursuers shall be swift.
这里讲到他们所追赶他们的就会非常的飞快而来。
And you will be left, he says, like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill.
所以这里就讲到
Verse 17.
讲到在第十八节，十七节。
Now picture this, a hill with nothing on it.But a flagstaff, a flagpole.
所以这写了以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，岗上的大旗。
God is pursuing his people, and he's going to leave them just all by themselves, nothing around.
所以当神来这样对我们的时候，使得这地方没有什么可以留下的。
Where is God?
但是神在哪里呢？
And this is verse 18.
这是十八节所讲的。
This has been my verse for the year, for this year. I've thought about this a lot.
这是这一节经文是我这一年的一个常常默想的经文。
Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. And therefore, he rises up or he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord God is a God of justice.Blessed are all those who wait for him.
这十八节这里英文有个词就是因此啊，或者是这里呢就是，但是中文是这样说：耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们。
God is just next to us waiting.
神就在我们旁边来等候我们。
He's waiting for us to talk to him.
他等候我们来与他相交。
Waiting for us to tell him what is on our heart.
来等候我们向他表明我们的心意。
All we have to do is talk to him.
我们需要做的就是和他交谈。
He expects us to grow. He expects us not just to be the same year after year after year.
他期望我们能够都有增长，不是一天也一年一年的同样的。
And so he pursues us relentlessly.
有很多来使得我们来追随我们的。
Another verse is Hebrews 13:5. You all probably know this verse, or at least part of it. I will never leave you or give up on you.
在希伯来书十三章的第五节，他说：“我绝不会离弃你，也不会放弃你。”
Listen to that verse. I will never leave you. I will never give up on you.
就是讲到我绝不会，神说我绝不会离弃你，也不会放弃你。
If you have ever thought God had left you or has given up on you, He's right there waiting to be gracious, waiting to show mercy and justice, because you are blessed if you're waiting on Him.
若是你有任何的想法，认为神放弃了你，这些经节就提醒我们，他绝不放弃我们，他总是在等候我们，施恩给我们，并且怜悯我们，因为等候他的必是有福的。
And he lets you go for a while, doesn't he? He lets you go for a while.
他有时候让你自己去做一些事情。
But one way or another, sooner or later, he's going to get your attention and my attention and all of our attention.
但是他迟早会让我们或者你和我都能够注意到这件事情。
Some of you know that I drive a big truck.
有些人知道我开一个大的卡车。
A really big truck.
非常长的大的卡车。
And if you were able to ride in that truck with me, you would probably be going like this.
你要和我一起坐的话，你可能会遮住你的眼睛，害怕。
I have squeezed that thing in spaces that it shouldn't have gone in.
你可能觉得你不应该上到那个车
上。And one of the interesting things you see on the road as you drive around is you see a sign that says construction zone ahead.
有时候你开车的时候在开的路上就会发现有一个标牌写着前面有这个施工的工地。
And underneath it is a little sign that says fines doubled.
大牌子旁边有个小牌子说，你要是违反规定呢，就会给你加倍的处罚。
And the reason for that essentially is they want you to be cautious, careful.
这个原因不是让你要小心。
Why?
为什么？
Because the road is a mess.
因为这个路是非常的糟糕的。
If you drive too fast or you're not careful, you'll go off the road.
若是你不小心，你开的不小心的话，你会离开这个路。
And driving a big truck, by the way, around all these things is, well, let's just say it's interesting.
经过一个大卡车，经过一个弯道啊，这样走的时候呢，我说是非常有趣的。
And that's our lives, because you know what we are? We are God's construction zone, and the fines are doubled.
这是用个比方，就是我们的生活就像那个建筑的施工的现场一样，我是非常的这个糟糕的。
We pay for disobedience.
我们也会受到惩罚，这个惩罚是加倍的。
It's much easier if we would just listen to God and do it His way. But we are all rather stubborn and not too bright at times.
我们若是只是就听他的话，那就一切都简单了。但是我们常常是偏行己意。
And we think we have God all figured out. Remember the big guy that we'll never figure out?
我想我们自己是可以，我们想通了啊，我们可以按照自己的意思来做。
And he says, another fine.
他说你这个你的惩罚。
He says, I'm building a beautiful new highway out of your life.
说我要在你的生命中建一个非常美丽的高速公路。
The goal of God for us.
这个终点就是神。
You can find it in Galatians 4:19.
在加拉太书的第四章十九节中有这样讲。
Little phrase.
一个很小短的字眼。
Until Christ is formed in you.
只等到基督在你的里面成形。
Till Christ is formed in you.
只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So what is our goal? What should be our goal?
我们的目标到底是什么呢？什么应该是我们的目标？
As he pursues us, all he wants is for us to please him.
当他来追寻我们的时候，他所要的就是我们来讨他的喜悦。
Somewhere, Paul says, find out what pleases the Lord.
就是我们要找到什么能够讨神的喜悦。
And in 2 Corinthians 5:9, one of my favorite verses.
在哥林多后书的第五章第九节说
Paul says, we make it our aim or our goal.To please him.
就是讲到我们的目标就是要来讨神的喜悦。
God will pursue you through your whole life with that in mind.
神来追寻我们的，他的目的就是这一点。
And if there's anything I could say to you or to any Christian I know is, and to myself, is stop trying to do it my way and just aim to please him. Ask him what he wants.
我想告诫弟兄姊妹，也告诫我自己的，就是不要想着自己做什么，而是要想我们如何来讨这位神的喜悦，如此简单。
Now let's look at a number of ways that God pursues us. We'll go to the second main point in our outline. How God pursues us.
我们来看第二个点，就是神如何来追寻我们。
And I should warn you, I have probably 8 or 9 points under this one. We'll never cover them all. So I'll mention a few, and then at some point I will list several for you that you could take a look at on your own.
我们可能不能完全概括我的一些要点，但是我会具体的我会做的一些概括。
The first how is
第一个
in salvation.
就是在我们的救恩里。
How God pursues us is by saving us. The gospel.
就是神如何来追寻我们是借着他的这个救恩。
The gospel is the power of God for salvation, and what Paul tells us in Romans.
也就是福音本是神的大能，这是保罗在罗马书中讲的。
Paul tells us that this started before the world was even made.
在以弗所书中也讲到，是在创立世界以先，神就在基督里拣选了我们。
We were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world.
我们是在基督里面，在创立世界以先就已经被神拣选。
And if your life is going through poverty or sickness or the valley of the shadow of death or some other great difficulty.Remember, God chose you first before all that happened, and He is with you through it all.
若是你在经历贫穷，或者是病患，或者是在死因的幽谷，你要记住，在这些事情发生之前，神已经来拣选了你，并且与你同在。
One of the other things that's all throughout the Bible is the phrase, "Do not worry."
另一个圣经中常常提到的就是不要担忧。
Jesus said it over and over. Do not worry.
不要担忧。
And so what do?
我们做什么呢？
We worry.
我们经常会忧虑。
How many times a day do we worry?
一天多少时间你是在忧虑之中？
God is pursuing us and telling us, put your worries at the foot of the cross.
神说他，你要把一切的忧虑卸在他的。
And we think we have it so hard.
我们会说我们实在是困境困难太大。
One of the things I listen to from time to time is Voice of the Martyrs Radio.
在我经常会听的是一个广播的电台。
And you can find this at vomradio.org or .net. I forget which.
在有一个的网站可以能够听到这个信息。
Yes, vomradio.net.
这个网站可以听到这个信息。
And one of the things on there that I heard towards the end of last year was about North Korea.
我在去年年底的时候听到一些信息关于北韩的信息。
And they were saying that Romans 8:28, you know the verse about all things or in all things God works together for the good of those whom He calls?
在罗马书的八章二十八节中讲到万事互相效力啊，使爱神的人得益处。
Romans 8:28 works just as well in North Korea as it does here.
就是讲到在罗马书八章二十八节的信息，不仅在是在这个北韩和在美国一样的有效。
After a 70-year war against Christianity.The church in North Korea is growing.
接着七十年在这种混乱状态以后，这个北韩的教会在增长。
It's growing faster than in the United States or in South Korea.
甚至比美国和南韩的教会的成长更快。
You remember that optimistic verse?Christ is building His church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it.
我们提到的前面一段非常这个非常的精节，就是讲到这个神要建造他的教会，这个阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
If you listen to the news, you'd think the gates of hell were winning in North Korea.
当你要听这些信息新闻的时候，你会觉得这个阴间的权势在北韩胜过了。
But God is winning. The gates of hell are not prevailing. God is pursuing His people.
神在追随他的儿女们。
And there are more stories, and I would recommend to you a little app you can put on your phone called Pray Today.
有一个在你的手机上可以下载的一个软件，你可以来听到这个信息。
You'll get a notification and you can look on that every day. There's a different country with a prayer request and a section you can scroll down and learn about what it's like to be a Christian in some of these really hard places.
那这个的节目呢就会使得我们听到在世界各地一些的宣教的一些的需要祷告的事项。
Now a second, how God pursues us is with His steadfast love.
第二点，神来追寻我们的道路，就是借着他不变的爱。
This is frequently a theme in the book of Psalms.
是在诗篇中经常出现的一个主题的信息。
If you look at almost anywhere, you can find it. But I picked Psalm 25 today.
在诗篇中很多处都是。我今天就选了这个诗篇的第二十五篇。
And one of the reasons I chose the ESV to read is because it translates loving kindness as steadfast love.
我所选的这个英文的版本呢，它的翻译我非常的喜欢。
You see, the steadfast love of God is love that never turns off.
这个讲到这个神不变的爱的时候，这里这个词特别讲到，就是神的这爱是持续的，不会消减。
And just look at verse 10.
第十节，比方。
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep His covenant and His testimonies.
凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。
Now that word paths, that's ways.
这个的说的这个。 他所提到的法度啊，就是讲到这个我们所说的字眼，就是他的法则。
And because of his steadfast love, while we were yet sinners, Paul tells us Christ died for us.
就是说保罗所讲的这个慈爱，就是在我们还做罪人的时候啊，神就为我们。
Romans 5:6, at just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
就是在那个时候满足的时候啊。
He is never late. He is always on time. When he comes back has already been determined. He is not delaying, although it may seem like it, but at just the right time, he's working in your life.
他从不迟到，他每一件事情都是准时的啊。在很多事情上，我们觉得好像神在单言，但是不是单言，是按照他自己的时间。
When we take our eyes off him, when we stop praying, when we put our Bible on the shelf, I did that. I've done that. God never takes his eyes off us for one second.
当我们把我们的眼目从他身上调转，或者停止祷告，或者把我们的圣经放在书架上，我都做过这些事情，但是神却永远不会把他的眼睛从我们身上挪去。
When I was in high school, I shoved my Bible on the shelf. I said, God, I'm not getting anything out of this stupid book. And I put it on the shelf.
在我高中生的时候，我就把这个圣经放在书架上，说我在这个书上得不到益处，所以我不要读了。But
he pursued me.
但是他追寻我。He
never took his eyes off me.
他没有把他的眼睛从我身上调转。He
was waiting to be gracious.
他等着我向我施恩。
I didn't know that verse then.
我那时候还不知道这节圣经,
but I know it now.
但是我现在知道,
and he wants to shine his steadfast love that never shuts off into our lives.
他要把他自己那个不变的爱来充满我们, 永远不会挪去。
He never slumbers or sleeps.
他也绝不会打盹, 也不睡觉。
Now another how that we need to look at.
第三个如何的来追随我们。
How God pursues us is He pursues us by making things hard.
他来追随我们的第三个方式就是把很多事情使得我们觉得困难。We
don't like that.
我们很不喜欢这样。He
backs us into a corner. He pushes us against the wall.
他把我们推到一个墙角。And
if you look at Psalm 26,
在诗篇第26篇中,
we find from David what we all want. What Job wanted.
这里讲到大卫的故事,
one. Vindicate me, O Lord. That's what David wants. That's what we want. That's what Job wanted. Job said, I want to go before you, God, and prove my case.
他这里讲到大卫也是约伯的经历，就是要神向给我们伸冤。
And God kind of looks down from heaven. He says, oh, yeah.
神就会在天上说, yeah, 是的。
David says, I've walked in integrity in it, but then he says, he invites trouble. Look at verse 2.
这里讲到, 求你为我伸冤, 你向, 因我向来行事纯正。
Prove me, try me, test my heart and my mind.
第二节说, 耶和华, 求你察看我, 试验我, 熬炼我的肺腑心肠。
And so God says, okay, here it comes.
这时候神就说, 好, 这里来了。
You see, God realizes we've made a mess. And he says, all right, I'm going to make it hard for you to prove who I am in your life.
当我们的生活非常糟糕的时候, 神说, 好, 我让你的生活更加艰难, 来证明我是谁。
And slowly we might learn that God waits to be gracious. And instead of running away, we choose to go forward with him.
我们慢慢就会意识到这些环境是要让我们来能够让神向我们施恩怜悯我们，让我们可以能够来朝着他来向前。
Now here's a few more hows that I don't have time for.
这里有其他几个方面神来追寻我们的方式。
How God pursues us through suffering.
可以通过我们的患难。
Through his word.
通过他的话,
through all of our circumstances and difficulties,
通过我们的环境和一些的难处,
through other people,
还有其他的人,
watch who God brings into your life.
你要小心你生命中很多的人,
through prayer,
通过祷告,
and through vision.
通过意象
God wants to give us a greater vision of himself and his work in this world.
神要给我们一个 关乎他的更大的意象关乎他工作的更大的意象
That's what our missions weekend will be about in the fall.
这是我们的宣教周末的一个信息
Now when we go back to the outline, let's look at why God pursues us, just very briefly, and then I'll give you a few examples that we can take home with us.
我们讲过如何神寻求我们现在要讲到神为什么要来追寻我们
there's no particular order to this list it's just kind of as I wrote it down
这些点呢不一定有前后的次序
why does God pursue us? Number one because he can't help it it's who he is
神来追随我们是因为神他是他的所事他不能够不追寻我们
his steadfast love never shuts off
他的这个永不改变的爱不会来消失。
When John wrote in the little letter, 1 John says, God is love, and in him is no darkness at all.
在约翰的书信，约翰一书中讲到，神就是爱，在他毫无黑暗。
He can't turn it off, only we can.
他不能够在这个其他时间把这他的爱就像电灯一样关掉。
We turn off God by ignoring him.
我们常常来忽略神，这样就把神好像关掉一样。
But he's right there. He waits to be gracious.
但是他总是在我们的旁边，也等候向我们施恩。
Another reason, or how he, why he pursues us is in order to encourage us.
第二个原因就是他要来激励我们。
We need to learn what some of the Old Testament writers knew. The Lord is my strength.
像旧约很多的人所了解的，主是我的力量。
We're tempted to give up when the troubles of the world come around us.
当世界的这些的难处来围绕我们的时候，我们常常会放弃。
In Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan wrote about how people are always going around trying to put out our fire.
在天路历程中讲到的就有很多人呢要在我们要把我们的火熄灭。
The Christian life is not easy sailing, just ask Paul.
像你问一下保罗弟兄你就知道这个基督徒的生活不是容易的。
What can be more encouraging than to know that God waits to be gracious?
我们要知道神在我们旁边要向我们施恩这是对我们何等大的激励
And why a third reason does he pursue us? Because he wants us to be something
第三个他为什么要来追随我们的原因就是他要使我们成为一些他所要定规的事
We have this stupid idea in our culture You can be anything you want to be
在我们这个美国的这个这个价值当中讲到是我们可以成为任何我们要成为的。
How dumb is that?
这是多么愚蠢的想法。
You're a little kid and you want to be a football player. Well, how big are your parents?
你若是很小的孩子，你要成为一个非常有名的这个美国橄榄球运动员，你要看看你父母是不是长得高大。
You remember a couple of years ago, what was it, Jeremy Lin?Chinese basketball player on the Knicks for a while. Remember him?
Yeah.
And some guys downstairs on the basketball court, you know, oh, I'm Jeremy Lin.
对，有很多年以前有一个中华人的这个篮球运动员Jeremy Lin, 他当时打球的时候，有人就希望像他一样。
And I said to them, how tall are your parents?
我会问他们你的父母亲有多高啊
Now I found out that Lin's parents are kind of short, so maybe there's hope for him.
我发现了这个 Jeremy Lin 他的父母亲也不算高，所以还是有希望的。
But he doesn't care about that. He wants us to be like his son.
他神并不关心这些，神关心的是你要像他的儿子一样。
He has a vision for us to be his people, a bigger vision.
他对我们，他神的儿女有一个更大的意向，一个更大的意向。
Now write this down if you're taking notes.
你要是记笔记的话，你可以记下来。
God pursues us, so we can in turn pursue him.
神来追寻我们，使得我们可以来 追寻他。
I should have put this up on the screen. Let me say it again. God pursues us, so we in turn can pursue Him.
神来追寻我们，使得我们可以来 追随他。
Sometimes all we Christians do is go to church.
我们很多基督徒认为的就是去教会。
And it may surprise you to know.That nobody in the Bible ever went to church.
在教会中的很多的人都没有去过教会。
You check it out. If you find some place in the Bible where it says they went to church, I will rip up mine because it's the wrong version.
你找不到这样的词典，就是他们到了教会。
You see, the church is God's called out people. We are the church. The building is not the church.We just come to worship here. We bring God with us. He isn't here when we get here. We bring Him with us.
知道我们所这些弟兄姊妹在一起就是教会，不是这个房间啊，不是神在这个房间中，而是我们来到神面前，把神带到我们当中。
It always bothers me when some ignorant person says, "Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord?"
有很多人说是不是在神的家中何等的好。
This is not God's house. You know Christ, you are God's house.
若是这个地方不是神的家。
Therefore,
我们自己是神的殿。
Therefore, glorify God with your body.
所以我们要用我们自己的身子来荣耀神。
Which leads us to the fourth, why God pursues us.
这第四个讲到神为什么来追寻我们的。
He pursues us so that we might be fully saved.
他来追寻我们，使得我们能完全得救。
Now don't get me mixed up with the charismatics and this full gospel nonsense.
这不是讲到我们要搞灵恩派的这个方向。
What I mean here is that salvation is.In the past, we are justified. In the present, we are being sanctified, made holy. And in the future, we will be glorified.
是讲到在过去的时候，我们因为信主能够称义，我们现在可以能够成圣啊，在成圣的过程中，我们将来要得荣耀。
As believers, we're in this process of being made holy, sanctified.
我们作为一个信徒，我们在一个被神成圣的一个过程中。
And when Jesus was asked by his disciples, "Teach us to pray," the first thing he said was, "Pray like this: Hallowed be thy name."
当门徒们问主耶稣怎样祷告的时候，主告诉他的第一句话就是，愿你的名为圣。
That means make a holy place in your life for the name and the person.Of God.
使你自己能够在神的名可以在你身上得荣耀。
And if you grow up in church like I did, you get to be in high school and college, and you're floating around and you're not sure about things, and you're tempted to throw it all away.
若你要像我一样在教会中长大，在高中、在大学阶段，你常常会比较混淆啊，想放弃。
By God's grace, I never did that, but I came close.
因为神的恩典，我没有放弃，但是呢，我非常接近被放弃。
And you all know somebody that used to be in this church, some young person that wandered off. You all know somebody.
我们都知道一些的年轻人，原来在我们当中聚会，以后就偏离开了我们。
Do you love that person enough to go after them?
你爱这个人爱到足够愿意来找他吗？
Because right now they're going through what somebody called the stupid years.
他现在若是不找回来的话，现在所经历的就是非常愚蠢的这些年日。
Grew up with Christ, and then they wandered off, and they're being stupid.
他们原来在主里面，在教会中长大，但是他偏离的时候，就进入了一个非常荒谬的年代。
And if there's one thing that I would like to be able to do if there's only one person I can get to, some kid, to keep him from going through the stupid years. That's it.
若是有一件事情我可以做，我就是要来帮助这一个年轻人能够从他这个荒谬的年岁中被救拔出来。
Which leads us to reason number five why God pursues us.
这第五个神来追随我们的原因。
To keep us from the way of the fool.
是把我们从这愚蠢人的道路中被救拔出来。
When you go home, look at Psalm 1 and the first 9 chapters of Proverbs.It talks about two ways, the way of the wicked or the fool and the way of the righteous.
当你回家的时候你可以看诗篇的第一篇和这个箴言的前九章你看到这里面有两个道路一个道路就是愚昧人的道路。
And unless we learn to pursue God, any one of us can become really foolish, really fast.
若是我们不去追随这位神我们的生命就会陷入这个愚蠢的愚昧的道路。
Number six, God pursues us so that we might serve Him.
第六个原因就是他，我们使得我们可以来服侍他。
Remember Ephesians 2:10, He has good works prepared in advance for us to do. Why are we over here when He's got us prepared to do something over here?
在以弗所书中，神已经预备好让我们来行善事。但是我们常常在这边，神的工作在那边。
We get some really goofy ideas, like I can figure out how to run my spiritual life better than God.
我常常有一些非常愚蠢的想法，我们觉得我们自己可以在属灵的道路上自己行，不需要神来帮助我们。
I have it all figured out. I'm going to do this ministry and that service and give this money and on and on and on. And won't God be pleased?
我们常常是这样光景，我们已经想出了该如何来在神的家中做各种的服事的事情。
God says, you fool.
神说你是愚蠢的。
We need to be at the edge of the Red Sea with Israel when there was only one real option. Go forward.
我们要像以色列人来到红海边一样，我们所面临的选择只有一个，就是向前走。
And as you go.Make disciples.
当我们往前走的时候，要使人成为神的门徒。
The Great Commission, by the way, the imperative is not go into all the world. It's make disciples as you go.
大使命不是说我们要去到世界中，只是去啊，而是说去使万民做神的、做主的门徒。
There are plenty of times when God will let you choose where to go. He'll give you two or three or more choices in a job.And he'll say, I don't really care which one you take. I can use you in any one of these. And we're sitting there like stupid people waking, oh no, God, you make the choice.
We have
to choose.
常常有时候神给我们一个环境或甚至在工作中他是有给我们一些的选择他并不特别注重我们选哪一个他说哪一个选择只要你选我都可以帮助你。
But there's other times when God says, no, I've got this specific thing, and He'll make sure that you get there.
但是有时候神的旨意说，这件事情就是我要让你做的具体的事情啊，你一定要做这件事情。
Wherever you are, wherever God puts you, you know one of the other great optimistic verses in the Bible? The harvest is guaranteed.
不管你是哪一种的情况啊，你要记住一个非常这个非常的经节是说这个已经庄稼已经熟了非常好的经节
God doesn't say pray for lost souls that you can win to Christ
神没有说你要为这些失丧的灵魂祷告然后神来拯救神说庄稼已经熟了
He says the harvest is great pray for the workersTo go out and reap the harvest.
说庄稼已经熟了，你要来聚集工人来收庄稼。
You're going to be a worker, or you're going to sit there figuring out your own Christian life.
你是要做这个神的工人呢，还是要在那坐着来想你自己的一些的思想
？Another reason why he pursues us is because he wants to break our hearts, not just save us.
另一个原因就是他来。 来让我们的心可以被破碎。
It's our choice, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Will we give our saved life back to God so He can use it the best?
在罗马书12章的第一、第二节中讲到， 我们要将自己当作活祭献给神。
Or will we just settle into church life and be average Christians rather than normal Christians? Some guy named Watchman Nee, I think, had something to say about that.
我们是要做一个好像平均的一个非常一般的基督徒呢，还是要做一个正常的基督徒，像尼迪兄所讲到的。
Why he pursues us is because another reason, we lack humility.
另一个原因就是我们缺少这样的谦卑。
And I'm not going to say much about that. Number nine is God pursues us because our faith helps God get His work done.
使得我们的信心得以增长，可以使神的工作可以得到成就。
Our faith helps God get His work done.
我们的信心可以帮助神能够成就他自己的工作。
God has a plan. He's the architect.
他是这个设计师。
The rest of us are the bricklayers, the builders, the roofers.
我们这些人和神配搭，就像一些砖瓦工，这些住房顶的各方面的修造的工人。
God doesn't really need us.
神不见得需要我们。
He chooses to need us.
他选择来需要我们。
He could have, like at creation, just spoken, and it would be done.
他可以像创造一样，他说有就有，命令就立。
And I can't tell you why he's doing it this way. All I know is that everything I read in Scripture says that God is using people to fulfill his plan.
我不知道为什么是这样，但是呢，在圣经中讲的，神是用到人来实现他的计划。
Now I haven't left myself a whole lot of time to do what's next here. Some examples from Scripture and history, but I'll just mention a couple.
我没有太多时间来讲这些的例子，但是我会讲一些。
Jacob.
雅各。
In Genesis 32, and you don't have to turn there, but you can take a look at it at home. Jacob was a sneak.
在创世纪32章中讲到雅各的时候。
He was a conniver, a wheeler dealer. He was always playing all the angles.
他是个非常诡诈、狡诈、勾心斗角的人。
And he knew God, and God was leading him.
他需要神，神也需要他。
But he was just trying to do it his way.
但是他用他自己的方式。
And so Genesis 32 was when Jacob comes to a place called Peniel.
在32章创世纪中就讲到雅各来到比努以勒。
The name means face of God.
是这个比努以勒翻译出来就是神的面。
Jacob by himself all night wrestled with a man.
就雅各就整夜和这个人来摔跤。
And if you read it, it seems like the man was the one that picked the fight with Jacob.
好像这个人是起义要和这个雅各来摔跤。
And you read it and you find out that this man was some physical representation of God himself wrestling with Jacob. Perhaps an angel, we don't know exactly.
这里好像是一个天使，也可能是代表神的，从这个显现出来的一种的情形。
And Jacob was holding his own, and finally the man realized he couldn't beat Jacob, and he just touched his hip.
这个人和雅各摔跤的时候，好像不能赢他，他就在他的大腿窝摸了一把。
And if you're a wrestler, your hip goes, forget about it.
若是你的大腿的筋受伤，你要来摔跤，那就肯定失败。
Jacob was broken, but he had seen God face to face and lived.
雅各虽然他被破碎，但是他能够面对面见到神。
And his response throughout the rest of his life was to become a limping worshiper.
他的这个反应就是在一生当中要成为一个瘸着腿来敬拜神的人。
And we see him, it's mentioned in Hebrews, as an old man leaning on his staff, worshiping God.
在希伯来书中讲到他最终的光景，他是要扶着杖头来敬拜神。
Isaiah, another one, he saw God.
以赛亚是另一个例子，他见到神。
One day, Isaiah's king died.
那有一天以赛亚的这个王国王死掉，他的生命就下到低谷。但那个时候神就看到了主，就以赛亚就看到了主，是高高的坐在宝座上。他的反应就是我是那个嘴唇不洁的人。
And Isaiah gave us this great book in the Old Testament from which our key verse is taken. God waiting to be gracious and merciful to his people.
以赛亚就学了谦卑，学了在神面前来清心吐意。他所写的书就是我们今天讲的主题经节的出处。
They could have said no when the angel of the Lord came and spoke to them and told them that this baby was going to be born miraculously.They could have said no, but they saw, and they heard, and they went forward as God pursued them.
约瑟和玛利亚又是例子，他是听到神要使得这个婴孩在他那里出生的时候，他可以说不要这样，但是呢，他却看到了神，并且能够顺服神向前。
Over the centuries, the church lost the gospel.
在很多的以后的世纪当中这个福音就流失了。
And right around the time Columbus supposedly discovered America, a little after that, a group that we know as the Reformers recovered the lost gospel of God.
在哥伦布发现新大陆以后呢，有些的日子就很多的这个就是改革宗的人，改革的这些弟兄姊妹就把这个神的福音恢复了。
And they reminded us of five what are called solas. The word solas, Latin for alone.
这他们就发现了五个这个唯有。
Salvation is sola fide through faith alone.
就是救恩呢是借着这个。信心
sola gratia by grace alone
是唯有这个恩典
sola scriptura the authority of God is in the scriptures alone not in church councils and popes
唯有圣经是救恩的根基，不是那些的教会的这些的历史或者一些的
and it is sola Christus through Christ alone
是唯有基督。
His work on the cross is all that accomplished our salvation.
基督在十字架上工作是我们得救的唯一的根基。
And all of our lives and all that we do as God pursues us is solely Deo Gloria for the glory of God alone.
第五个的 alone 就是第五个的唯有，就是是为着他自己的荣耀。
In the 18th century, the Great Awakening.
在十八世纪当中有一个很大的觉醒。
We could say much about George Whitefield and the Wesley brothers and Jonathan Edwards.
这有三个很重要的弟兄姊妹们弟兄们兴起。
I know Whitefield, for example, crossed the ocean in a little wooden boat 13 times. He's buried up in New England.
他在这其中有一个 Whitefield 的这个弟兄也在经过了很多的磨难。
God got a hold of these men, and though they had some theological differences, some big theological differences, there was an outpouring of God's work that he used these men and many others to save countless numbers.
虽然这些弟兄们可能有些不同的看见，但是他们却神借着他们把带下了神极大的工作。
And that led us to what is known as the Second Great Awakening, which began in the 1790s here in America and really carried up until the era of the Civil War.
在另一个第二大的觉醒中是从这个1780几年开始它就影响了很多的地方。
Now, I borrowed a Chinese Bible from Harry. This is a different Chinese Bible than probably most of you own.It is a Mandarin MacArthur Study Bible.
我在我这个 Harry 弟兄那里借到了一本圣经的版本。
This book is illegal to be printed in China.
这本圣经呢，在中国是违法的，不能够不能印刷。
You cannot buy this in China.
不能在中国来买。
And I have this crazy idea, because you can buy it here. It's actually printed in Taiwan.
我原来以为他可以在这买，但实际上他是在台湾印刷的。
Some of you go to China on and off.
若是你到中国来度假的话。
And I dare you to buy one of these and take it with you and leave it there with some Christian leader.
若是你能够有这样的机会，你可以买一本这样的圣经带回到中国，给那些现在需要的弟兄。
I mentioned this to somebody and said, "Oh, I might get in trouble with the government."
我给一些人提到的时候，他们会说这会使你与政府有冲突。
Well, there's a lot of people that risk more than just carrying one Bible.
有很多人他所冒的险比拿一本圣经更大。
I dare you.
你可以试一试。
Take one of these and give it to some house church leader. In China, who needs it?
你可以把这个给那个当地的教会的聚会的一些的带领的弟兄们。
Or some other piece of literature that they can't get in China, but you could take it there and leave it there.
或许有些其他的对他们有帮助的，你也可以把它捎过去，带给他们。
And it might cost you $50.
可能你所花的只是$50。
And if I ever go to China.I'm taking one of these with me.
我要去中国的话，我会带一本过去。
And every time I go, should the Lord let me, I'm taking one of these with me.
若是神给我这个机会，我就会带一本过去。
And the reason I hold this one volume book up, with all of its study notes and other things that are in it, is that there was a guy named Robert Morrison back in the early 1800s.
在18几年的时候，有一个的。弟兄叫做
He was born in England in 1782.
在英格兰出生的1782年出生的叫罗伯特Morrison 这个
He became a believer. And he had somehow had a burden for China.
他成为信徒以后对中国有负担。
But his mother said he couldn't go.
但他母亲不让他去。
And she was getting older and he was taking care of her and Finally, she died.
他的儿子，这个儿子来照顾他母亲，直到他去世。
I don't know if he was happy, but he knew he could go to China.
但是他就可以去中国。
And here's an amazing story.
这个非常非常令人惊奇的故事。
In 1806, Robert Morrison met the only what we would call exchange student from China in all of London.
在1806年的时候，这个弟兄就遇到了一个从中国来的交换学生，好像是第一个交换学生。
He was a man named Yang Sam Tech.
他的中文名字就是杨桑泰。
And he was a very proper Confucian. And he and Morrison eventually had a big argument.
他们两个就产生了很大的争论。
Because the Confucian.Way going back centuries is to value written words.
这个中国人呢，他就是信孔子的啊，所以他就有很多相信这是孔子的《论语》话语的写下。
In order to be a superior man, you had to write, you had to value written words and preserve these traditions.
你要成为一个有学问的人，你就要会写，并且会读。会能够使得这些的文化能够传承。
And one day, Morrison had a scrap of paper that had some written words on it, and he threw it into the fire.
有一天，这个英国这个弟兄呢，就写了一些东西，就把它扔到火里去。
And young Sam Tech had a big argument with him and wouldn't speak to him for 3 days.
这个中国的这个杨三 K 就和他产生了这个。口角，然后就不相互理。
So the English culture and the Chinese culture sort of had to settle their differences.
所以英国和中国的文化就冲突了。
But Morrison learned Chinese.
但是这位英国弟兄懂一些的中文。
He wanted to go to China, but there was no ship available because the English in China they weren't running a passenger operation, and the Chinese didn't want them.
那个时候呢并没有船和中英之间穿梭，所以即使这个英国弟兄要去也没有船。他首先到了
he met a man named James Madison.
他首先就来到了美国，然后就遇见了一个叫 James Madison 的这个弟兄。
James Madison, you know, the guy who wrote the Constitution, he was the Secretary of State for Thomas Jefferson, the President.
他是这个他是当时的国务卿啊，是那个美国的国务卿，是和这个美国的这个宪法有关系的。
He wrote Morrison a letter of introduction. So when he went to Canton, he presented it at the British East India Company, and they let him stay.
这个 Madison 就写了一封推荐信。来推荐这个英国的弟兄去中国。
There's much more to the story, but Morrison hired translators who would, excuse me, carvers who would carve blocks in wood to make books.
这个英国弟兄就找人用把这个可以刻字刻在木头上。
And on December 31st, 1813, he completed his own translation of the entire New Testament.
在1813年12月份的时候他就把这个新约翻译出来。
And later he got the British East India Company to pay for the publication of the entire Chinese Bible.
他就使得这个有一个当时一个贸易公司的人来付钱可以印刷这个版本。
The print was kind of big and it took 17 volumes.
因为他这个刻的字很大，所以他要有17卷才能把新约都能够写下来。
His first convert was Tsai Yafu, also known as Akko. And in the whole time that he was there, only 10 people came to know Christ.
他第一个影响信主的人就是一个中国人而且他在那里待的时间只有10位中国人信主。
Tsai Yafu was one of the carvers and translators who worked at he could have lost his life because he could have been killed by the Chinese government simply for teaching anybody Mandarin.
他这个第一个的得救的这个人就是他为帮他刻这些这个印刷版的人。
Morrison was the first Protestant missionary to China and launched the entire modern mission movement in China. And I would dare to say that you are here.In part because of Robert Morrison.
这个弟兄 Morrison 弟兄就是到中国第一个宣教的西洋人，所以他是和我们今天都能坐在这里成为信徒也有关系。
A couple of weeks ago, right here, we heard a story by Clement Chin. Remember him? I hope you heard that. If you didn't, you need to listen.And I remember when I was sitting over here and introducing people, I looked in the back and I saw this skinny kid holding a baby and I saw this middle-aged man back there and I figured, oh, that's Clement Chin. And I was so surprised when he got up, it wasn't the middle-aged man, it was the skinny kid.
我们几周以前来到我们当中这个讲员就是这个陈弟兄啊，他就是一个当时来到我们当中好像我以为是他是一个中年人但是上来讲台分享信息我们看到他是一个非常单薄的一个年轻人
Smart kid, he graduated with 3 degrees and then decided that what he was going to do with his degrees and his $200 was to go to Nepal
他是一个非常聪明的年轻人有三个学位并且用了他200块钱就跑到尼泊尔去宣教
And Nepal nowNot only because of him, but because of others, Nepal it has the fastest growing church in the world.
因为他还有其他弟兄姊妹的工作使得尼泊尔这个地方成为福音传播最快的一个地方之一。
These are people who pursue God.
这些人就是来追随神的人。
They saw what God wanted to do in their lives, and they said they didn't care what it cost, they just went.
他们看到神要在他们生命中的工作他们就不放下一切来跟随神
So as we wind up and I just have a minute or two to wind up God is pursuing you What are you going to do about it?
我来总结一下就最后的时候说神在来追随我们我们来如何来追随他呢
If you're a young person what are you going to do? Just grow up, have a family, live in a big house in the suburbs andthrow a few dollars in the box in the back every Sunday?
你要是年轻人的话你是不是就像过一个非常这个都知道的就是教会的生活每天就这样生活而已呢
When God shows you what he wants to do and he says you do this, what are you going to do? Run like Jonah?
神要让你做这件事的时候，你要像这个约拿一样逃避逃避吗？
We face choices. I drive this truck and I run into people, not with the truck, but I meet people, and it's like, am I going to say something for Jesus or am I going to just sort of hide it?
我开卡车的时候会遇到很多人，我会有一个常常有一个选择，就是我要不要向这个我遇到的人传福音。
There are lost people that only you can reach.
那些人可能就是只有你能够来接触到他，使他们能够被回转。
Pray for a bigger vision for yourself and for our church.
来为着你自己，为着教会来祷告一个更大的这样的意向。
If you run away from God or if you run toward God, either way, God is pursuing you.
你无论你偏离神、离开神，还是你现在正在追寻神，神都在追寻你。
God waits to be gracious to you, and therefore He rises up to show mercy to you. For God is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him.
所以说在这里讲到，就是耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Let the loving God who pursues you teach you to pursue him with all your heart, wholeheartedly.
让那位爱你的来追随你的神来教你如何来追随他。
Because that is God's way with us.
这是神在我们里面的法则和道路。
May we just pray briefly.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we know that you love us. Your love never shuts off. You prove it every day.
主，我们知道你爱我们，你也不离弃我们啊！你每天都来追随我们。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
May we turn to you.
让我们能够转向你。
May we find the good works you have prepared in advance for us to do so that we may walk in them.
我们可以找到你预先预备我们要做的善事，所以我们可以行在其中。
And we give ourselves to you afresh, Father. Challenge us to be all that you want us to be.
我们把你新鲜的交在你的手中，把我们自己新鲜的交在你的手中，求你来挑战我们，来做我们当做的事。
In our Savior's precious name, Amen.
奉我们救主宝贵的名，阿门。